Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single family homes all the way up to 600 plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Can you believe it? We have made it all the way to 2022. It's been a rough road. It's been a rough road. You'd have to agree with that, right? Because for the last, what, how many months? 23, 21, 20? I don't know. It's been like almost 2 years. We have been involved with something called COVID-19. And there's been a three-letter agency called the CDC who have been calling the shots in our lives for the last, I don't know, 21, 22 months. Well, we've made it to 2022, and I'm glad you made it here with me. And there's a lot we can accomplish in 2022. Trust me, there is a lot we can accomplish together as real estate investors. We've got a whole year in front of us. Everything that happened in 2020 and 2021 is technically in your rearview mirror. That's right. It's all in your rearview mirror. It's all behind you. Now, there are some things that could, you know, spring up out of 2021 that could impact us in 2022. I admit that. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball that works. Those of you that listen to the show all the time, you know I comment about that. The crystal ball thing, it doesn't work. I have no perfect predictive analysis about what's going to happen in any market, anywhere in the United States, let alone in the country, other than one. I actually do have one predictive analysis metric that seems to be working constantly. It seems to be working day in and day out, and it just happens to be the metric that real estate, from a time analysis standpoint, doubles in value every 20 years. Yeah, statistically, you can go out and do your own research. Don't take my word for it. But what you'll find, depending on what part of the country you're in, real estate values have a tendency to double in value every 20 years. Now, it's faster in some places. Trust me, it is faster in some places because the market conditions in those places create that extra increase in appreciation or valuation. And it's slower in some other places. There are places in this country that are just economically depressed. Yeah, there's just nothing going on in those places. So real estate values there, they're going to take a lot longer than 20 years to double. But here's the beautiful news. It doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter where you live. What matters is where you choose to invest. Yeah, you heard me correctly. What matters is where you choose to invest. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited members, those are the people that are part of the organization that I'm a part of. There's about 50,000 of us nationwide. And as a result of that, we have learned the finesse of selecting the right markets to live in, as well as selecting the right markets to invest in. Yeah. Yeah. Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, he coined a phrase a while back, and he basically just said, live where you want, invest where you want. And it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant because it doesn't matter where you choose to hang your hat. I don't care if you choose to live in Seattle, Washington. I don't care if you choose to live in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I don't care if you choose to live somewhere in the great state of Texas. Because of the way markets operate, and because of all the technological innovations that are available to us at our fingertips, we can invest anywhere we choose. So, where do you choose to invest? I mean, where's the place to look? What's the talk around the water cooler? I mean, everybody's talking about this Forbes article that came out at the end of December. And what Forbes did was they took kind of a different approach to valuation. See, Forbes wanted to understand what was going on in the real estate markets from 2 years ago until now. Remember that period where we were enduring coronavirus? Remember, we were sitting at home. We were getting to know people that we usually didn't see very often because they were in our lives 24/7 now. And, you know, our homes were the places where we were educating our children, feeding our children, entertaining our spouse, going on dates with our spouse. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. But something incredible happened in the 2 years that we sat in lockdown. And Forbes published it. They said, home price appreciation since the onset of the COVID-19 crisis, way up. Yeah, way up. What they did was they created a map, and with that map, they indicated what home prices were doing across the 50 states. And I'm looking at the map right now, and I am not seeing one state with a negative number. Yeah, there's not one state in the nation, to include Alaska and Hawaii, that are sitting with a negative appreciation amount. Every single one of these states went up in value. And ironically, as I peruse the entire map, there's only one state that I've noticed with single digit appreciation. Only one particular state. Looks like Ohio at 9%. Every other state went up in value, double digits. Yeah, you heard me correctly. From January of 2020 through November of 2021, we saw home appreciation in this country do things that we really have not seen forever. And it took a pandemic to do it. Now, we come back from the break. I'm going to get into some of these numbers because you need to know what's going on in these markets. Stick around.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, so I'm looking at a Forbes article that was published December 23rd of last year, and they made a great analysis. Yeah, I mean, basically what they said was, every state in the nation since January of 2020 through November of 2021, every single state had home value appreciation. In other words, the value of homes across the board and in every state went up double digits, except for one state, Ohio. Ohio was close. They got to 9%. They didn't get to 10%. But every other state did 10% or better. There's one particular state that did, get this, a 57% jump. That's right. You heard me correctly. A 57% jump. Now, that's kind of significant, because if you had known that that particular state had the ability to go up in value 57%, I mean, let's think about it. That's like saying if you have $100 and your $100 goes up in value 57%, you now have $157. And you did that in less than 2 years. So you're probably wondering, hey, Al, where's the state? Where, maybe it's still on fire. Maybe I can still get in. Well, I don't know. State's Montana, by the way. Yeah, Montana. So you think about it. If your crystal ball had been working, you could have bought a bunch of properties in Montana. And you could have let the coronavirus hit, and you would have been okay with that. You would have been okay with that, because you would have known that 2 years into the future, you would see property values going up 57% in less than a two-year period of time. Now, here's the interesting thing. I don't know of anybody that could have predicted that. As a matter of fact, all the news feeds and all the junk that I look at online, nobody was making that bold claim. Now, trust me, online, people make some very, very bold claims about rates of return and what you should invest in and things like that. Okay, so just take all that stuff with a grain of salt. Nobody predicted what was going to happen in Montana that I'm aware of. Now, there might be somebody out there that's making some kind of claim after the fact, but yeah, to be honest with you, until Realtor.com did this data dump and Fortune magazine picked up on it as reported in Forbes, I know, like, all of these different news entities are giving me the same data, which means that I think the data is pretty sound. So how did all this happen? How the heck did states like Montana get a 57% jump in valuation over a two-year period? Well, there's a lot of things that went into it. So why don't we do this? Why don't we just go all the way back to when all of this stuff was occurring? Remember, 2 years ago, everybody's putting on the 2020 glasses. We were doing the New Year's dance. We were finally out of 2019. We were going to get into 2020. Everything was going to be, this was going to be the best year of all, right? And we were blowing and going. And then we got into March, and then COVID hit, right? Remember the president at the time, guy by the name of Donald Trump? He came on the news and said, well, you know, we're going to have to think about going into we're going to call it an involuntary lockdown. We just need two weeks to flatten the curve. 2 weeks, you stay home. We'll get on top of this and everything will be good. And we know what happened, right? That 2 weeks turned into 2 years. Yeah, literally 2 years for some parts of the country. Now, other parts of the country, we kind of got out of it. But, you know, we don't even know what's going on right now, right? Because the government's doing what the government does, because they're balancing safety on one hand and fear on the other. Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. But in 2020, when everybody had those glasses on at the New Year's Eve ball drop, we had no idea that, you know, the Wuhan flu, as I've heard it called, I don't even know if that's accurate. I don't know if that's accurate. I'm just sharing with you what I've heard, that it was going to be unleashed on the country, let alone the entire world. And what happened after that, it was a difficult time in the economy. Remember, we went into lockdown. So if you were not considered essential, well, then by default, you were considered non-essential. Meaning, if you were essential, you could still go to work. Now, you had to do certain things, remember? Yeah. But for other people that were deemed non-essential, that, you know, shouldn't be around other people, I mean, that's really what it boiled down to. We had to stay home. let me back that statement up a little bit. I guess the argument I want to make is that because we had so many people that were deemed non-essential, that caused a huge spike in our unemployment rate. Yeah, the unemployment rate, if you remember right, I think we went like up to 40%. It was a crazy number. It was a crazy number because there were firms that couldn't endure the lockdown that went out of business, which caused people to lose their jobs. And then remember, because so many people weren't working and the government was trying to figure out how to flood the economy with stimulus checks. Remember that? We're going to send you like, what, $1,200? You know, you live off $1,200. I can't live off $1,200. No, I can't. But some people can. But the government was sending those $1,200 checks out to everybody. Remember that? But we're dealing with like now 40% unemployment. And then we went into this situation where we said, we're going to make sure that nobody can be evicted. Yeah, we're going to have an eviction moratorium. The eviction moratorium, in Al's opinion, only protects two types of people. Yeah, the people that really need protection, that really are having a very difficult time. And every time they turn around, their luck is just not where it's supposed to be. And it's like they're taking a gut shot every time they turn left or right. You know what I'm talking about, right? And then the other people that benefit, the people that want to get over. Yeah, the people that are just like, dude, I'm sitting at home for as long as I can, collect checks from the government. They're going to pay me not to go to work. I am going to get the highest score on every video game I own. Yeah, yeah, those are the two classes that really get protected. The biggest class of all, in Al's opinion, when it comes to renters, the biggest class are the people that want to do the right thing, that they don't want to be removed from their house. They're nervous about that. They're willing to go out and take a second job on, do whatever they need to do, or contact their landlord and say, hey, you know what? I've got a problem here, man. Can we work this out? And ironically, the beautiful thing about real estate investing, and I'm going to go make a total left turn on you here, but the beautiful thing about real estate investing is that when you know how to do it correctly and you know how to find the right people to rent to, You enter into business relationships with people that have credibility, that when things happen in their lives, they don't want to be out on the streets. They want to figure out a way to work it out. And they're not looking for a handout. They're just looking for a little love. There's probably no better way to put it. Okay, so when we come back from the break, I'm going to get back into this article because there's a lot of data here that you need to hear. Stick around.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, let me hit you with two major firm names. These are big names in real estate data. You ready for them? Okay, first one you've heard of, Zillow. Yeah, you've heard all about Zillow. You've probably gone on the website and used their application or whatever they call those things to look at real estate. I mean, I've used it. I've absolutely used it. Now, there's another data crunching firm that I think does a better job than Zillow does. Okay, these guys' names, CoreLogic. Okay, so the reason I'm bringing up both of these names, CoreLogic and Zillow, was because in the spring of 2022, when we went into the lockdown and everybody was classified as either essential or non-essential, and depending on how you were classified, that impacted whether you could go to work or not. Now, even if you were non-essential, if you were already probably working from home, or if your job could transition to where you could work from home, you were probably going to be okay. But there were people that couldn't do that. They couldn't do that. They maybe worked in the service industry. You know, people like waiters, waitresses, busboys, things like that. These are people that actually physically have to do work in order to get paid for it. Yeah, and when they're considered non-essential, they're essentially, well, they're out of work, right? Okay, so CoreLogic and Zillow, spring of 2022. These two major firms got together and did some massive data analysis, and they came out with their predictive analysis information. And you know what they said? They said that home prices would fall. Yeah, the home prices would fall, and not just fall. They would fall briskly. Yeah, briskly. Kind of like 2008 briskly. And I'll tell you what, when these two major data crunch firms came out and said, this is what we're predicting, prices are going to go down. Everybody in Lifestyles Unlimited, we were chomping at the bit. Trust me, we were chomping at the bit. That's a horse reference for you non-equestrian people, by the way. Yeah, we were chomping at the bit. We wanted the home prices to go down. And you might be thinking, dude, isn't that counterintuitive? I mean, isn't that totally against with what you said at the beginning of the show, that real estate values double in prices every 20 years? Well, not really. Because as those prices are doubling every 20 years, you can actually have mild corrections that occur within that 20-year period. I'm not saying it always goes up year after year after year after year. I'm just saying that the trend is every 20 years, the values double. Okay, so you're with me there, right? Here's what Zillow and CoreLogic got wrong. All of it. Yeah, they blew it. They totally blew it. They had the entire real estate industry, except for some people, not everybody gets on board. But I will tell you this, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we were looking for prices to fall. And you might be thinking again, well, Al, wait a minute. That's counterintuitive. Because, and I don't want to go back to the argument we just made, but Don't you make money when the property value goes up? Yes, I do. Well, then why do you want it to go down? Aren't you going to lose money? No. Well, wait a minute. How does that work? Okay. That's a fair question. That's actually a very fair question. So let's explain it this way. Let's say I own 10 houses. And let's say all 10 houses are worth $100,000. Okay, so I have $1 million worth of assets that I have equity in and I have notes on because I leverage my properties correctly. So the reality of it is I probably have maybe 20, 25, possibly 30% equity in $1 million worth of property. Okay, so I've got $70,000 worth of debt. Now let's say property values go down 20%. Okay, so these 10 houses that I have, they just went down 20%. So, I mean, let's do the quick math. What's that? They just went down to $800,000, right? And you're thinking, wow, dude, look at all the equity that just evaporated. Well, really, nothing's happened. Because in order for me to either tap into the equity or cause the equity to go hard, so to speak, I would actually have to transact the property. In other words, I would have to do some type of transaction on the property in the form of a cash out refinance, which I wouldn't be able to do if the property values went down, right? Or I would sell the property. But here's the thing. Those 10 properties that I have, I don't really care that the value went down. Now, that might affect a future action where I'm thinking of maybe disposing of one property and replacing it with two, because that's one of the things that we do. More importantly, those properties are producing about $400 a month in passive income. So those 10 properties, well, they're producing $4,000 a month for me to live off of. And the depreciation that comes off of those properties is offsetting the tax liability on that income stream. So that whole $4,000 is, for the most part, it's all mine to spend. I'm not going to pay any taxes on that immediately. No, I'm not. The cash flow is the most important piece of this. You see, even though the value of these properties just went down 20%, they're still producing cash flow. People are still paying their rents because you put the right people in your properties, people that want to do the right thing and realize that they're buying housing and that it's not free, that somebody has to pay for it. Yeah, so they pay your rent. So the values of the properties go down. Well, where it benefits us as Lifestyles Unlimited members, and you too, by the way, is that we're going to go out and we're going to start buying some of those properties that other people have chosen to put on the market. Yeah, other people have chosen to dispose of those properties. So we're going to start buying those things up. And as a result, we're going to get them at a depressed price. Now, you might be thinking, well, aren't you taking advantage of other people? No, actually, I'm not. I'm just looking to buy an asset that somebody put on the market. It's not my intention to harm anybody. I don't know what their personal situation is that are selling the property. I don't know that they've necessarily lost money in the deal. I don't know that they've made money in the deal. And to be honest with you, it's really not important to me. What's important to me is the fact that the individual made an informed decision to put the property into the marketplace. And then a guy like me comes along and says, okay, I will buy that property. Now, I'm going to see that property as a deal. I'm going to see that property as, you know, depressed, so to speak, from the fact that I think that the actual values of the property are being pushed down a little bit. So I'm going to buy the property for a discount because I know that the market forces have pushed the pricing down. And I also know that based on all the research that we've done, those property values have a very, very strong probability of coming back to where they were at and still hitting that doubling effect every 20 years. Yeah, I mean, if you look at what happened in 2008, that was like the perfect storm of investors coming out of nowhere and buying properties that were literally on sale. I mean, people made a ton of money in 2008, but they didn't make a ton of money in 2020 because that didn't happen. So what did happen? Okay, when we come back for the break, the rest of the story. Stick around.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, do you remember in school when you had a teacher that would literally make you think? You remember those kind of teachers? They would cause you to think through a problem. Those were the best teachers in the world. Yeah, even though you thought they were being mean to you, and even though they may have wrapped you on the knuckles with a ruler, they were actually teaching you to see through the BS of life. So you think about it. CoreLogic and Zillow, they screwed it up. All their forecasting models were wrong in 2020. They were predicting a real estate collapse. And the real estate collapse, well, it didn't happen. Yeah, not only did the housing market avoid a slump, it wound up taking off on probably one of the hottest growth spurts in United States history. Yeah. Now, and on top of that, not only did home prices stay solid and increase, what else did we see? Do you remember what was going on? Remember, there were still people that were looking for property to buy. Trust me, Lifestyles Unlimited members, they were buying stuff throughout the entire pandemic. There are, I'll tell you what, I know a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited members that got themselves retired during the pandemic because, well, they couldn't go to work. They were not essential. So instead of just sitting at home eating bonbons and watching Oprah on TV, they got to work. They dug into the educational content, which, by the way, we made available to them during the entire pandemic. Yeah, Lifestyles Unlimited has always been supporting its members. We never stopped. And these members educated themselves, sat down with a mentor, figured out what they needed to accomplish, put their plan of attack together. And now, as we're coming up on the end of a two-year period, a lot of them have actually retired themselves. They never had to go back to that job that let them go because they didn't need to anymore. Because now they found a way to replace the ordinary income in their life with the passive income that comes from successfully investing in real estate assets. Yet this is how it works. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no magic secret to what we do. As a matter of fact, you can do it too. You absolutely can do it too. You just got to make up your mind. You're going to do it. It's 2022. You didn't do it in 2020. Didn't do it in 2021. What about 2022? Interested in pulling the trigger? Interested in becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited? There's an incredible price point going on for membership right now. It's so low. It's lower than what I paid when I became a member, and I'm not bitter because, trust me, I got my money's worth out of the membership. I totally got my money's worth out of it. And I just think it's very cool that we can offer it to you for an even less price than what I paid. And here's the beautiful thing. You're going to get yourself educated. You're going to get yourself dialed in. You're going to get yourself figuring out what right looks like. And getting back to that comment I made about teachers that caused you to think. See, when you learn how to think, you don't take information that's being published by major organizations and accept it as gospel. You do not do that. You have to qualify the information. Because even big powerhouses like CoreLogic and Zillow that mostly get it right. Well, the reason I got to qualify the statement is I don't think Zillow gets it right all the time. I really don't. I think they get it wrong more than they get it right because they're doing this modeling stuff with valuation and it shot them in the foot. Now, CoreLogic, they're a little bit deeper into the actual number crunching research. So they have a tendency to do a much better job. But nobody knew what was going to happen, the pandemic. Nobody had that experience in their background. Yeah, no, nobody knew. Nobody knew that buyer demand was going to be huge and seller desire to sell was going to be so slow and low and almost no homes. See, here's the problem. People still wanted to buy, but sellers didn't want to sell. And that created an inventory plunge in the markets to a 40-year low. That's part of the reason that we got into those bidding wars. You remember those bidding wars? Yeah. I mean, bidding wars have been around forever. 10 years ago, if there was like a really hot piece of property that everybody wanted, there'd be a bidding war for that property, even 10 years ago. Okay. But we got ourselves into a situation where like everything under $750,000 found itself in a bidding war. I mean, it was crazy, right? So we had all these bidding wars. Then United States median home list prices, because of the fact that buyer demand and low inventories are pushing pricing up, we actually got a 27% across the board. You heard me correctly. Now, this is according to Realtor.com. It's not my numbers. Their number. 27% increase in median home list prices since 2020. And ironically, most of those prices probably wound up being sold at asking price or higher. And here's the other interesting statistic that comes out of all of this stuff. $9.1 trillion. Let me say that again. $9.1 trillion was added to the total value of the United States housing market in 2021 alone. 27% increase in the list prices. This gets me back to this article that Fortune published, talking about all these different places in the United States that have seen value increases in America. I will tell you this. This is an amazing chart. This is a very amazing chart. Because normally when I look at these kinds of charts, there's always like some state that's lagging behind. It always seems to be like one or two or three or maybe four or five. But nobody's lagging behind. No, nobody's lagging behind. Even Ohio in last place, even at 9%, they're still doing better than a doubling effect every 20 years. Because you think about it, in order to get to that doubling effect, what you really need to see is you need to see appreciation of about 3.5% per year. If you do the math, you'll find that 3.5% number is what you need year after year after year in order to get a $100,000 value to $200,000 in 20 years. So what is 2 years worth? Well, that's what, 7%, right? Here's the point I'm making. This map is showing me essentially a two-year slice of the country. There is not one state that did 7% or less. Every state exceeded that number. Every state in the nation exceeded that number. Even Hawaii did. Yeah, they still managed to get 12%. Now, some of these other states, I mean, there's some massive numbers here. So 57% of Montana. Wow, had you only known 2 years ago, right? Okay, well, trust me, there are people that knew that own assets in Montana right now that are experiencing that 57% across the board increase. Now I'm looking at Idaho, 46%. That's a huge number. That's a huge number. Now, of course, I've seen all sorts of articles talking about, beware of Boise, Idaho, it's overvalued. Okay, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But here's the point I want to make to you. You should only buy in Boise, Idaho, if it makes financial sense for you to do it. If you believe that Boise, Idaho will continue to go up in value, and you believe that the assets that you acquire there are positioned correctly to produce good cash flows for you, as well as having the fact that, you know, you're going to get principal pay down, you're going to get the ability to take depreciation on the property. I mean, there's five different ways we make money in real estate, technically six ways in multifamily. The point I want to make is this. If Boise, Idaho makes financial sense for you, invest there. But don't just invest there because they're 46% above where they were 2 years ago. Here's the point I want to make. We need to educate you. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Sign up for a free workshop. We have plenty of time to get you educated and get you retired in the next 5 years.
Del Wamsley.
on how to live the lifestyle.
You see a lot of people that are going through their savings rapidly, especially during the pandemic when people didn't, there was no work going on. People that work for short periods of time had a lot of problems because there was no jobs for them. The second problem they experienced, though, was that they don't have savings accounts because there's no savings plan set up. There's no 401k, there's no IRA. Again, you should have that on your own. Even without a 401k or IRA, you should have some type of investment plan. But the most important ones, I think, was the one before that, which is said people don't know how to invest. Even if you have a savings plan, and obviously if you put in a 401k and IRA, you really can't control it. But even if you do have an investment plan, you have to know how to invest your money to be able to do what we do here at Lifestyles, which is make a lot of money. Let's just put a cap on it. What do? We make a lot more money than the average person makes in their savings plans, with their savings plans. In other words, we take monies, just like everybody else does, that we've saved from some type of income producing situation, and we invest it.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.